Welcome to the Business Life and Joy podcast, where we believe that both your business and your life can be filled with joy. If you want to grow an online business without fear, self-doubt, or the need to take on a hustle around the clock mindset, you are in the right place at the right time. I'm your host, Shante Grant, creative entrepreneur, teacher, two-time online business owner, mom, wife, and friend. Thank you for being present with me for today's episode of the Business Life and Joy podcast. Hello, friends, and welcome to today's episode of the Business Life and Joy podcast. Today, I am really excited to talk with my friend, Nancy Ray of Nancy Ray Photography, and we're talking all about when to let go and to close a chapter, particularly when the chapter that you're closing isn't one that ended in turmoil or something wasn't working. But actually, what do you do when you have to close a chapter or make a choice to end something that was growing, doing well, flourishing, impacting others? And that's the decision that today's guest, Nancy Ray, had to face with her business. Now, I'm going to tell you what I love most about Nancy Ray is that she is just a breath of fresh air. She's so generous and just always, I find every time I'm around her, she always has some type of beautiful nugget to place in your hand. And whether it's for that season, that time, or later, I have never been in her presence and not walked away with some type of gem that she shared. And so for that reason alone, I'm so excited to have her here on the podcast. But she's going to talk to you about her story that she is very much so sitting in right now, if you're listening in real time, and her decision to close her photography business, Nancy Ray Photography, this year, 2019. And I want you to listen. Whether or not you believe this is where you are right now or that you think, well, this doesn't apply to me, it does. Because we're also just going to talk about transition and decision making and just really business and life in general. And I know you're going to walk away with one of those gems, jewels that Nancy drops every time I am in her presence. And so I'm really excited to share my interview with Nancy Ray today. Get your pen and your pencil or take notes because there's just so many beautiful lessons in this episode. And yeah, I want to introduce you to my friend Nancy Ray. So I'm going to head right over to my conversation with her, talking all about when to let go and to close a chapter with my friend Nancy Ray. Let's listen. Before we get to my conversation with Nancy, I want to remind you that today's episode is sponsored by the Unbusy Your Business video series. Are you doing all the things in your business? Or are you president of the I'm Busy Club? Maybe you're not quite sure if you are. And what I've done is create for you just the thing to help you figure out where you fall. It is the 3-Day Unbusy Your Business video series. Now, this intro series begins with a short checklist and a video to help you determine where you fall on the all the things spectrum. Then on days 2 and 3, I help you walk through what the results were and what they mean for you that you got on day 1 and day 1's worksheet. Each day comes with an accompanying worksheet so you can actually start applying what you're learning. And each video is short to the point, and you can get started right now by going to shantegrant.com/unbusy. That's shantegrant.com/UNBUSY. I'll also link to the series in today's show notes at shantegrant.com/117. Y'all, it's time to ditch busy. Get started for free today at shantegrant.com/unbusy. Hello, Nancy. Thank you so much for being here on the Business Life and Joy podcast. I'm so excited that you're here today. Can you please introduce yourself, tell us who you are, what you do, and anything else you want to share about yourself?
Thank you so much, Shante. I'm so glad to be here. I'm super excited. I am Nancy Ray. I am a Raleigh, North Carolina girl. I have 3 little kids. I've been married to my husband for 11 years. I've owned a photography business. This is my 12th year in business. It's my last year in business. And I just started a podcast a couple months ago, following in your footsteps. So it's just so fun to be here just with a girl who totally gets me and who I like to call dear friend, and really, really grateful.
Thank you. I'm grateful for your time. And yes, there was a lot in there. I can't wait to share with everybody your podcast, Work and Play with Nancy Ray. I love it. But talk to us a little bit. You said that this is your last year in business. What exactly is that business? And can you tell us a little bit about how you got started with that business?
Yeah, absolutely. I started, 2008 is when I shot my first wedding. So this is my 12th year of business. It's called Nancy Ray Photography. We have been photographing weddings and families now for 12 years. And I say we because it started out with me and my husband, and we did it together for the first 5 years, and he was my second shooter. And then he wanted to do his own thing and work, and I really wanted to continue to grow my business. So halfway through, we decided we wanted to grow a team. So we hired a couple of girls to be wedding photographers and a family photographer. And I trained them and built a team. And it has been such a journey. I was terrified to hire anybody and terrified to grow a team, but it was the best decision I could have ever made. We have had so much fun. And I've gone from shooting, 20, 25 weddings a year to being able to kind of scale down and just shoot about 5 to 7 weddings a year, while my team took on about 15 weddings each, my girls did. So we were able to share the load. And that's the beauty of having a team, is you can share the load, share the burdens, but also share the joys. And it's just been a really, really great journey. And I can't believe this is the final year. It's a little bit hard to believe. I feel like I'm still in denial a little bit about it, but this took me about a year to kind of come to this decision. And when people ask, like, why are you closing your business? It's not because there's a problem or because it's not working. It's literally just because I feel like the Lord led me to this place, and this season has just kind of come to an end for it. And like I said, I have 3 little kids, and I have a lot of passions and dreams, and just felt like I just needed a time in my life to kind of rest and step back and pursue some other things.
Yeah. And I want to get into all of that, because I think so many people are going to find so much value in understanding when to let go of something, particularly when something that's going really well and doing well and growing. How do you know when to let that go? But before we get there, I know a lot of people also want to know, like, when it comes to building a team or working with a team, like, how did you know when it was time to make that first hire, when your husband, like you said, was kind of not going to stay in the business as a shooter with you? How did you know it was time to bring someone on? And then how did you go about making that first hire, then the second hire? How did building your team, what did that look like?
Well, it started with a conversation with me and my husband in a coffee shop. And we literally wrote out all the pros and cons to what would it look like if we just did the husband and wife business thing, photography thing. A lot of people go that route. It's a wonderful path to take. Versus what would it look like if we hired a team? And what are the pros and cons of both of those things? And do I want to lead people and train people? And does he really want to stay in this business, or does he have other passions and desires? And basically at the end of that conversation, we decided we wanted to go the direction of building a team because that excited me. I love team culture. I love business. I love scaling things. That was a challenge for me that I was really excited to take. And he has helped me through this entire process. He hasn't just like jetted and is like, see ya. He's still very much so involved in the business. He owns it with me. He strategizes and plans with me and with our whole team once a year. And of course, I like use him all the time for business advice. But basically, the more practical answer is I had too much work. I mean, I was doing everything by myself. I had too much work. I knew the opportunity was there. I knew I had built up a reserve of cash in my bank account. So I had almost like an extra emergency fund to kind of see us through this time of hiring someone. So I knew that I could pay them. And I knew, because in a wedding business, it's like a long time before that person that you hire makes you money. So I had to make sure that I could pay them for a little while they trained and while she was working in the studio with me before she ever shot her first wedding, which is when she would begin to make the business money. And that's like a year right? It's like a year that we have to wait before we started seeing that. But the cool thing is it was a long game decision. We knew that. We set expectations really well for her and for us early on. And she, our first hire, ended up staying with us for 7 years. And it was an amazing relationship. And she grew so much and I grew so much. And we were able to really share in that together. And she wasn't the only one. I added on, you know, two other girls plus interns. I mean, I've had lots and lots of people work under me, probably 12 to 15 over the last 12 years, including interns and everybody. So it's just been a crazy ride. But yeah, I think having that cash set aside, super important, and having more than enough work. We were working at full capacity, more than full capacity for sure.
Yeah, I think those are exactly right. Like you said, to bring on that team. So ultimately, I guess now, as you guys are starting to come to a close, how many team members did you guys end with, or are you guys ending with?
So last year was probably our fullest year. And it was myself and my husband who owned the business. We had Callie, Olivia, and myself. We were the wedding photographers. Jen was our family photographer. We hired Sammy Joe at the end of last year to help me with the education side. And then we've had, so that's six people right there. And then we have three seasonal interns a year. So that was like when we were at our peak, was there were six of us total plus an intern. So I guess seven. But since then we've kind of been drawing it down this year. So, you know, when Callie left, and she was actually a big, her obedience to the Lord was really like a big catalyst in this whole decision, which was really cool. But she left, and then, our interns kind of come and go as they're seasonal. And yeah, so right now it's me and Olivia, Sammy Joe, and then Jen, our family photographer as well.
Mm-hmm. So talk to me a little bit about this company that had grown like so much. That was a lot of people, especially for a photography business. That's so rare for me, of course, being outside of that realm, to hear of a team like that. How did you guys go from, you know, doing so well to you getting to the place where you thought it may be time to close this chapter, especially because, like you said, your company was doing so well, growing, doing excellent work that matters to people in their lives. How did you come to the place, because I know it didn't come lightly, to get to where we are now, which is the final chapter of Nancy Ray Photography?
So last year, early in the year, I found out I was pregnant, and it was a huge surprise. And 2 weeks later, my husband and I went on a marriage retreat. And on that marriage retreat, the couple who was leading it said, I really want you to go back to neutral with God. And so this was definitely a Christian marriage retreat, faith-based, and they were teaching us kind of how to hear the voice of God together. And I was like, what does that even mean, to go back to neutral? And they said, you need to just lay everything out in your life. Just lay it all on the table and say, Lord, what do you want from me? Like, what do you want from me? And being newly pregnant, I was obviously emotional, but I just started crying because it hit this nerve in my spirit. Like, I can't remember the last time I've done that. I am the kind of person that makes a plan and asks God to bless that plan. And I believe in, you know, just moving and going and doing. And that's just kind of who I'm wired to be. So just to kind of put everything out there and say, God, what do you want from me? It was kind of a scary thought. But I did it, and I committed to praying for 6 months about what God wants for me. What do you want me to be a stay-at-home mom? Do you want me to close my business? Do you want me to grow my business to bigger than what it is right now? Do you want me to do something different in my work? Like, literally just seeking Him, asking Him to just answer that question. What do you want of me? So I did that for 6 months. I wrote down everything in my journal that I felt like the Lord was telling me, whether it was in a song, a sermon, a friend texting me, a conversation with my sister, anything that kind of resonated to that end or to that answer, I would write it down. And I literally had like 5 to 10 pages marked off in my journal just for this question that I was asking God. And every time I heard something, I'd go back and write it down. And at the end of 6 months, I had a very large belly, and I was, the theme that I felt like God was telling me was that work is really good, and you should keep working. So I was like, okay, But he also, during that time, was giving me all these new visions and ideas for my work. That was when I really got excited about the idea of starting a podcast and more online education. And I hired a business coach, and he was telling me all these new and different things that I could do. And so it wasn't necessarily my photography business that I was kind of getting confirmation in, but that work is good in general. Well, after that 6 months was up, I had shared that whole story about going back to neutral with God and asking God with my whole team. I really believe in vulnerable leadership. And so I told my team that entire time that I was really praying, like, what does God want me to do with my work? Does he want me to keep working? Does he want me to lead the team but not shoot any weddings? Does he want me to grow the team? Like, what's going to happen? I just told him that. So Callie, my first hire, came to me at the end of that 6 months and said, I think that my season is over. Like, I've been praying about going back to neutral, and I have been really seeking the Lord and what he wants for me. And I really feel like my season with Nate Seary Photography has come to an end. And so I was kind of on this path, like, oh, let's grow, let's do this thing. You know, work is great. I've got my answer. And then it was kind of this curveball. And I just prayed a lot about that. I was like going back to neutral all over again, because her decision to step away really affected the whole outlook of the future of my company, because literally she ran the business. While I was on every maternity leave, she was in charge. She knew how to handle all the clients. She knew everything. And so I quickly had to hire Sammy Joe, and Callie left right before I went on maternity leave. So my other two girls, Olivia took over, basically. Olivia stepped into Callie's role. Sammy Joe came on to support Olivia. And in all of this, I had a lot of heartfelt conversations with Olivia. Like, what do you want? What do you feel? And we're just talking through a lot of this. And she said, I want what's best for your family. And I was thinking, I just kind of want to, you know, being hugely pregnant, I was like, I just don't want to shoot as many weddings anymore. Like, I just want to be home on the weekends with my kids. And Olivia expressed that she loves wedding photography and really loved the work that we were doing, but she just didn't want to be the only photographer. And granted, that makes perfect sense. She signed up to be part of a team. All of a sudden, Callie's gone. I'm toning it down, and she doesn't want to be the only one under Nancy Ray Photography. And her name's Olivia. She's not Nancy Ray. So we talked about that and basically came to the solution or the conclusion that it would be a lot of work for me to go back to work, to keep shooting a ton of weddings, and then to hire another photographer or two to train them up to keep this business going. And the thought of that just felt like a square peg in a round hole that was really trying to force something past its time, even though it was doing well, even though I absolutely could have done all of those things. I know exactly how to hire and train an amazing team. I could have done all that. The Lord gave such peace to me and my husband when we talked about the seasons of business and how really we just felt like we were coming out of harvest and heading into winter, and it just needed to kind of close its doors.
Yeah. Wow. So after Callie left and Olivia's left, at that point, were you sure this is the next step we're going to actually close, or when you got that first initial piece, or did you still want to kind of wait a little bit longer?
Callie left at the end of last year. Olivia stayed. She took over, kept running everything for me. There is a lot of wrestling. So when my husband and I went to coffee, and we kind of talked through seasons of business and seasons of life, and came to that conclusion, like, okay, we're in fall, we're at the harvest, but we're heading to winter. We both just cried. And our team meeting was, gosh, 2 weeks later. So Will and I came to that conclusion, I think late November, mid-December, I think it was like December 12th. We were going to have like a huge team meeting to plan for the entire next year. And I just was like wavering. I was like, Lord, is this really, really, is this really what you want? Like, I was doubting. I was like, I don't know if this is right. I don't know if I should tell the team. I don't even know what to do next. And I definitely felt like this was heavy to the point, Shante, that I literally, so I have a studio that's like kind of a studio apartment above a garage, and that's where I work. And it's the same building on my property, but I walked into the doors and I stepped into the garage below the studio and just was crying before the meeting even began. I was like, Lord, do you really want this? Like, do you really want this from me? And I walked upstairs and proceeded to tell the team, like, this is what I think the Lord is leading me to. And what I told them was, this is the word that I feel like God has for me now. It's a massive decision, and I'm giving him the right to change his mind or redirect us at any point if I feel like that changes, because I am very pregnant and highly emotional. So, like, I don't want the hormones to be talking. I want to make sure that this is the Lord. But sure enough, just as time passed, we kind of decided to keep it really quiet the first quarter of the year and for all of us to pray about it and feel a peace about it and continue to talk about it. And that's what we did. And then we announced it to everybody in April. So it was definitely like, I think I heard the Lord and he confirmed it over and over again. But man, it was such a big decision. I kind of needed more and more affirmations or confirmations that we were doing the right thing. And he was faithful to give them. And once we made that final announcement, there was like this whoosh of peace over me, which I was really grateful for. And I've been grieving, honestly, the loss of it this whole year.
I mean, that's not an easy decision. Particularly, I think the thing that stands out for me is, I know a lot of times it's hard to let go of something that's not working, not doing well, not growing, not having the impact that you want. But none of those were the case for Nancy Ray Photography. You all were growing your team, your revenue, your impact in people's lives, just the relationships your company had built with the people you worked with. So what is it that you would say to someone who's sitting here thinking like they've been sitting deciding if it's time to let something go? And it's not because of all these negative reasons, but there's still something tugging at them, saying either there's something on the other side, there's something more, or this may have run its course. How would you encourage them to proceed, to think through this? What would you say to that person to help them right where they are?
That's such a good question. So to the person who feels like they're letting go of something really good, I think the best analogy that I can give is it's like a pruning of sorts, that you have to cut off something that's good for more growth to take place. For me, I feel like the pruning that's happening now with cutting off this very fruitful, good business is something like, I think I'm going to see the fruit of this pruning in my own life, in my own heart, in my own character. And one thing that I'm learning, I just heard this week actually, is when you look at the life of Jesus, he didn't live up to his full potential. Like, he could have done so much more with the first 30 years of his life, but they're pretty much like quiet years that no one knows anything about. And he didn't live up to his full potential. But what he did do was he lived in accordance to his purpose, and he walked according to what the Father told him. And that is ultimately what we want in life. And so the potential in the world's eyes for me is I could have gone on to make more money. I could have grown more of an empire, quote unquote. I could have, you know, continued with my team, but like at what rate and at what cost? And for me, I think the most fruitful thing right now in my life is just to listen to the Lord and what he wants of me and to walk with him. And I don't know what my purpose looks like yet, Shante. I feel like I'm still trying to figure this out. And like, what are the next steps? I don't know. And I like to have a plan, but I know that it's okay. And I'm learning it's okay for me to not live up to my full potential, quote unquote, or do all the things because it's an opportunity and it's a great opportunity. Saying no to those things are okay. Like, that's good. And I think the more I learn just about the life of Jesus and about how I'm supposed to live my life, the less it has to do with building things that I should, or the word should, right? It's not about what I should do or what I could do. It's literally just walking with the Lord. And that's where life is lived. It's lived in the unexpected. It's lived in these places that we don't actually make a plan and follow through. Life is lived on the other side of kind of the unknown and walking with him. So I think to anybody who's listening, who's struggling with letting go of something good, there is just a huge element of faith and trust that comes with letting go of something good that you just have to step into. And there's no guarantee, but it's just a walk of faith.
Hey friend, it's me, Shantae. And I know you're probably already said at least once this week how busy you are. Am I right? You know, when your to-do list doesn't seem to quite match up to the amount of time you have to get it all done. And not just for business, but for your life too. That's where I can help. Allow me to introduce you to my Spring Forward Workshop, an online workshop that teaches you exactly how I am able to run two online businesses, host a weekly podcast, end my day at 2:30 for carpool, and of course, I make time for the occasional Target and TJ Maxx runs. I created this workshop to help women just like you start exactly where you are. And we work together to help you create a plan for the limited time that you have each and every day. Now, each lesson is designed to teach you a new skill and comes along with in-depth worksheets to help you to apply each lesson. Now, this hands-on workshop will require you to challenge the old way of thinking about time and teach you how to build time-maximizing habits. Spring Forward comes with lifetime access to any and all updates, 5 short and powerful lessons teaching you how to take control of your time, a detailed workbook to help you implement every lesson, examples of my workflows that I create in my own businesses to get the most out of my time, and so much more. So if you're ready to ditch busy and give overwhelm the heave-ho, join me inside of this online workshop as we spring forward to the other side of busy. Sign up today at springforwardworkshop.com. That's springforwardworkshop.com.
I have never heard someone talk about those first years, those formative years of Jesus before in that frame. Like, I had to write that down, but all the things right. We don't know, we just know that he grew. But we don't know those details, like you said, and all the things he could have done in those 30 years. But what we do know is that his purpose was fulfilled. I love that. That just really, I had to write that down. That really struck me. And just being comfortable with not knowing is, for some people like me, and it's, I believe, so like odd. You, that's not so easy. Odd. Especially I think when you have the intellect and the skill to create something, to say, oh, it doesn't have to be, I don't know. I can come up with some good things. But it just might not be the thing that we're supposed to be doing. I love that. I think that's going to help so many people. I can just see people listening right now saying, I needed those words. So thank you so much for that. So now we are, when this is being recorded, we are almost in August of 2019, which means we're getting very close to the last few months and days for Nancy Ray Photography. What has this year of, I guess, preparing to really close things down, what has that been like for you? I guess, what's that like? What does that look like for the team, for you? And I guess, so people can understand, once you've made the decision, what does it look like as that actually begins to get lived out from day to day?
So on one hand, it has been so exciting because we kind of captioned this phrase, we want to grab all the fruit on the way out. My husband shared a story with me about this professor. I think it was a professor who, he knew it was his last year working at this university, and somebody came up to him and was like, so, you know, are you just going to kind of wind it down this year and, you know, just kind of quietly leave? And he was like, no, like, this is my last year. I'm going to grab all the fruit on the way out. Like, I'm going to go out blazing. Like, let's do this thing and do it well. And I loved that mentality. So that's kind of been our catchphrase this year, is we want to grab all the fruit on the way out. We want to give it our all. We really strategize in the yearly planning meeting, like, how can we do that and do that well? One thing is, we really wanted to be generous. So we're giving away a wedding. Olivia's actually packing up her bags today to do a wedding in Jamaica, and she's doing it for free, which is so fun. We did like a free pop-up family sessions where our family photographer posted about free family photos that anyone could get in Raleigh if they follow her on Instagram. And so a bunch of people went out the other week and did free family photos. We want to be really generous. But we also just want to be really intentional with our time and loving our clients really well and just finishing strong. So on one hand, it's like super exciting. I'm like, guns a-blazing, let's go, let's do this, let's finish really strong. On the other hand, I have been grieving this whole time. And the grief for me was really heavy the first quarter leading up to the announcement. And once I announced that we were closing, I've definitely been grieving since. It's been a little bit more off and on. It's been kind of mixed with the excitement of what's to come and the unknown of what's to come and kind of the rest and break that I'll get a little bit next year. But yeah, it's a weird kind of place to be where joy and sorrow are kind of mingled. And I think that that's life. I think that life is lived there where joy and sorrow are just mingled together and you can have both and experience both, and that's fine. But that's where I've been. And so as it comes to a close, I'm literally looking at my bank account, just kind of going down all my projections, which I'm so used to setting higher projections and bigger projections and brainstorming for years to come. It's literally like we're just watching the bank account kind of being emptied out as I pay my people, pay myself. We're going to liquidate a lot of equipment and it's just going to be done. So part of me feels kind of helpless. I'm like, I've set this thing in motion. There's no turning back. And now I'm just going to watch it happen. So I'm just feeling like some days I feel excited. Some days I feel kind of icky. Some days I feel sad. It's just a weird place to be. But I just, what's helpful is if I keep going back to the grabbing all the fruit on the way out, like this is part of it. This is what obedience looks like. And that's okay.
Yeah. I wrote down the excited and the grieving and that duality. And you took the words out of my mouth. I was going to say, isn't that just how life is? That so many times we sit right there, just between those two emotions, almost like it was the best of times, it was the worst of times. And it's just knowing that that's okay. I think what I'm so grateful for you sharing is that I want someone out there who may be struggling saying, I feel like I should only be feeling one. I feel like I'm feeling both of these things. And they may think that's not okay. That's not normal. But it really is life. Like we sit there sometimes and straddle between those emotions, because I can completely relate to both of those. With it's exciting, you guys, you've first of all, looking back at what you created, what you have put together, what you have done with this business, and knowing that you guys are going to go out strong, and then also seeing that it is coming to an end. Both of those emotions, I think that's just really helpful, because someone is going to say, I couldn't put in words how I was feeling, but I think you just did that for them. What do you think, or what are you doing to help yourself as you prepare for what's coming? I'm guessing December will be the final month. What are some of the things you're doing now to prepare yourself, or what are some of the things you think you'd like to do going forward in the months to come to really prepare yourself that at the end of December, what will it take for you to look back and say, you know, I handled this the very best I could? Like, what are some of those things that you're doing or want to do so that you can get to the end of this and be proud of the way you guys finished?
I think just maintaining things that we've always done. The things that are most beneficial that we have done in the years past is following the entrepreneurial operating system framework. It comes from the book Traction. So we have quarterly planning meetings. We have weekly team meetings. And I think as we plan for each quarter, because each quarter is going to look really different this year, and as we kind of keep track of our scorecards and our targets and what we want to do, and then keep each other accountable through those team meetings, it really is just helpful to continue on and just knowing that that is going to be a little bit different. Like our quarter four this year, it's going to be like closing the business. Like that's crazy, but we're going to be really thorough and just try to do it well. So I think following that is really helpful. I'd like to plan just a celebration just for our team at the end of that year, and just kind of setting my sights on making sure that we're budgeting for that and just celebrating this year and all that it was and all of the years past, and just thanking the Lord for it, you know, just kind of closing up the chapter well is something that we've talked about doing and I've thought about doing. And then I think too, emotionally for me, it's just been such an identity roller coaster, because I'm a 3 on the Enneagram, and I am so linked to my achievements, I feel like, in my identity. I have started going to counseling, and I haven't really gone, I've actually only gone to one session so far. So like, I'm not even that far in, but I think what I've realized is I just kind of need someone to process all of this with and kind of get my head above water and say, like, apart from this business closing, like, who am I? What does my life look like? And how can I be the best version of me moving forward without the guardrails of, like, all of my yeses and nos in life have come from this business so far, or really the last 12 years. That's kind of how I've run my life. So what are those new guardrails going to be? So I'm also looking towards the future, more like next year. What do I want my life to look like? How many days a week do I want to work, if any? And what is that work going to look like? And then how can I be the best me? And what do I need to start doing now to prepare for that as well? So yeah, I hope that answered your question. I feel like I kind of went on a tangent, but.
No, I love it. I love it. Because I wrote down something else that you mentioned is being willing to bring in some help, ask for someone to who you can have to listen, to hear, or to see something maybe that you don't see or you don't hear, or even just to flesh, like you said, flesh it out, talk it out. I think that's so important. And someone listening, that might be the thing they're like, I know I need something. And that could be that thing. And just hearing that someone else is doing it and giving it permission, I think that's so, so important. It's so important as a part of self-awareness too, which I think is a huge, huge thing. I talk about on the podcast a lot, but being okay with saying, I need to sit with some of the things that this is showing me about myself. And what am I going to do to take responsibility for that? And then also figure out how, if it's something that I would like to improve or make different or, you know, shape differently, how am I going to do that? And I hope that is an opportunity whenever, especially when we are making big decisions or in a place of transition, of taking that time to say, like, what am I learning about me right now? Because I always say that the most important relationship we have outside of the one with Christ is the one with ourselves. Because even like at some point you may not be with your spouse, whether because they pass or they travel or whatever, but like we're always with ourselves. And so that's the person I want to make sure is whole and healthy and aware, like I'm aware of who I am, the good, the bad, the all, you know? So just that you took this as an opportunity, which I think is only going to be to your benefit, to say like, what can I learn in this season about how I feel and what that means, like what's that teaching me, I guess, about yourself? I think that's an ever important question. I'm always trying to ask myself that as well. Like my reaction to something, what is this telling me about me more so than any other person or anything else? So I hope that this, for those who are also in this period of trying to figure out a transition or letting something go or starting something new, that you're taking that time to ask yourself these questions and maybe bring in someone to talk them out with. I think that's really healthy, really important.
Absolutely. I agree 110% with everything you're saying. The hard thing is actually doing it, especially as a business owner and as a mom of 3 young kids. I mean, my oldest just turned 4. My middle is about to turn 2, and I have a 7-month-old. So like, I feel like I'm in the thick of it every day. Shantae, if I'm honest, it took me 6 months to schedule this first counseling session because I just felt like I can't do it. I can't step away. Like the business needs me too much. My husband, my kids, they all need me too much. It's so hard. But once I just scheduled the first session, I can already tell it's going to make a huge difference because my sweet husband has legit been my counselor like the last 6 months, right? Like I come to him at night crying my face off with the heaviness of these decisions and what I'm facing and my hard days. And I just think that I like 100% agree, but just want to encourage anybody who might be thinking, well, that's nice for you, but like, I can't do it. Like, I just can't get away or I can't afford it. And I just want to tell you, like, your family can't afford you not doing it. And you can't afford, like, I promise, like an hour away or 2 hours away, like everyone's going to be okay. And I'm telling that to you, but I'm telling that out loud to myself right now, because it's hard. It's like simple. Right? The things we know we should do are simple, but they're not easy. And So I just want to say, like, I get it that it's really hard. But I think the hardest part is just starting.
Very true. And I, as you were talking, I was thinking, you said it, they can't afford us not to. I think all the people we're thinking about, I can't step away from because of these people, the stepping away is what helps you love them even more and better by taking care of ourselves. So if we're really thinking about them, we have to understand, we have to put on our own oxygen mask too. But it's easier said than done. You're right. I just made an allergist appointment this week for the first time. And I've been saying for about 6 months also, like, I'm going to make an appointment. I'm tired of blowing my nose all the time. I'm going to make an appointment. And it's just like, but then I'd have to step away. You know, I only have so much time when the nanny is here to get the work done. And then, you know, I don't need to drag them to the doctor's office. So it's like all the reasons, but it took like having a pounding sinus headache to finally, yeah. So make the time, make the time. That's the lesson there. What are you hopeful for, or what are you most hopeful for as you sit here and think about the future for you? Like, what are you hopeful for?
I think I'm really hopeful for some white space and just an abundance of time with my kids. The Lord told me that next year is a year of abundance. And to me, I thought, no, it's not. Next year is the first year that I'm letting go of everything, that I won't have my job, that I won't know what to do with myself. And he was like, no, it is, this is abundance for you, Nancy. Like, this is me loving you and telling you to lay this thing down, because you're going to have so much time to process and think and be with your kids and take them back and forth places. And I'm still going to do the podcast, which is going to be fun. So like, do those things, but there's just going to be, I think, some like white space. And I don't know that I'm going to know what to do with myself completely, but the more I think on that and think, I have been living one way for so long. And next year, I think my way of living really is going to change. Like, I'm just going to enjoy that. I really think I will. So I'm getting really excited about that. And in that, just being available to my kids more and not having my brain occupied so much with work stuff, like mentally, emotionally, physically, but also, like you said, becoming more self-aware, because I'm so driven by my to-do list and what I accomplish. I think that I just neglect, like, how am I? How am I really? So I'm excited about that too. And lastly, I'm just really excited to just spend time with some girlfriends. Like, I feel like my friend has been my work for so long, and that's kind of embarrassing to admit. But I really just want to like hang out and like laugh with people and just be myself with no agenda, which is hard for me, but I'm like really looking forward to that and looking forward to just play dates and hanging out. And so, yeah, I think it's going
to
be good.
I've already put myself on your March calendar to just sit. Yes. And we'll start from there.
I'm there.
I'm so excited. There.
Yes. Count me in. Totally.
I love that. I love that, because I feel like there's just so much that we can get there. And just, and I think about, as you're talking, I just think about Jesus. He always made time to break away from the disciples. He needed that time to do, like, he needed that time of just quiet and just him alone. And he already knew all things, could do all, like, and he needed that time. So, like, clearly we need that time to like just break away from our job, our work, which was discipling for him. We need that quiet, that time. And it's like, we can think of all the reasons why and all the things we could be doing instead of sitting and being quiet and taking the time. And so I'm really excited for you. And even as you were just describing it, I just kind of breathe differently, just listening to you describe that. And I think a lot of people probably will as they hear those words, because we could all use more of that. And I think we'll all be better for it, which means the world would be better for it. But the world tells us differently. Like, no, you have to be doing, doing, doing. That's how we make our contribution. But it's like, if we just paused and had that time, then maybe when we did do, it would be based on more reflection, actually having the room to hear what we're supposed to be doing. So I'm really excited for, I'm personally excited, because I know it's going to be something so cool and exciting that's coming up for you, but I'm excited because I get to watch. So I'm grateful for that.
Thank you.
Well, thank you so much for sharing your story with us today. I think before we get to the Business Life and Joy round, I'll just ask if there's anything else you want to share with someone who is sitting in a place of transition or heavy decision-making, because I think the regardless of what that decision is, a lot of these principles apply. What would you say to that person who's just sitting there, either about to enter into a time of transition or who's trying to make a decision that will lead them into a time of transition?
This is life.
Yeah.
Like life is literally just full of transitions. And if you think that you're the only one in the middle of transition, you are completely wrong. Because if you look at life from the time you're a teeny tiny baby to the time you're very old, what is it? It's just a series of transitions over and over and over. So I think my encouragement to you would be to get right with the Lord if you're not right with Him, so that He can guide you through these transitions and lead you to the most abundant life for you. But also on a practical note, you're going to laugh at this. Read the book called Who Moved My Cheese? Yes, that is the title of the book. It's ridiculous, but it is a great book. You could probably read it in less than an hour. It's an easy read, and it's just disclaimer. It's kind of silly and goofy. It's like this allegory, the story about four mice and their cheese was moved. I'm going to just let it be that and let it pique your interest. So you'll go get the book. But literally it is a book that's all about change and transition. And it really is amazing. I make every team member on my team read it. It's really an incredible book. And if you have a hard time with change or transition, I think that that book will help you and hopefully inspire you.
Thank you. And we'll link to that in the show notes for today's episode. So that will be at the show notes at shantaegrant.com/117. Okay, let's get into the last part, which is our Business Life and Joy round, where I'll just ask you a few questions and you share with us the first thing that comes to your mind. I always like to start with an easy one and then they'll get progressively more thoughtful. The first is cake or ice cream?
Oh, Bluebell ice cream every time.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one. Do you have a favorite flavor of the Bluebell?
I'm a vanilla girl and I can't stand it when people say that's plain. Vanilla is a wonderful flavor in and of itself. So, yes, just vanilla Bluebell ice cream is my jam.
I love it. I love it. And what's your favorite food?
Oh, probably pizza.
That's a good one. That's a good one. Gosh, I didn't mean for these all to be about food. Clearly, I just had lunch. I'm not hungry. But what are two items that are always in your fridge?
Actually, I'm going to go back. I'm changing pizza to tacos.
Ooh, another good option.
Guacamole. Yep. I would say those are our fun nights. Okay, sorry. Off track. I got thinking about pizza too much. What was your last question?
Two things that are always in your fridge.
All right. Our coffee creamer.
Mm-hmm.
We use the Sweet Cream Simply Bliss coffee creamer. I think it's the best on the planet. And probably yogurt.
Mm-hmm. Two good staples.
Just, you know, three small kids. We always have yogurt.
I love it. What is the most important character trait that you want your daughters and son to possess?
Humility.
Good one. That's a really good one. What do you guys do for fun away from, like when you're, or you away from work? What do you do for fun?
Favorite thing to do as a family is to go hiking. Mm-hmm. We love to strap kids to our backs and just go exploring. When I'm by myself, I love to go on a run.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's right. You do run. I've seen that. Mm-hmm. And what's a song that's always in your rotation?
Gallows by Jess Ray.
Oh, yes.
It's so good. It's like my fight song on a hard day. Mm-hmm. It's based on a biblical story in the Old Testament, but it's really good.
I love that. And you introduced me to her and I love her music. And I always end with this question. And that is, what brings you joy?
Just one answer. There's so many things.
You can share as much as you like.
The first things that pop into my mind, like singing my heart out in worship or like belly laughing with my kids or just having quiet time, reading a good book. But I think ultimately it's just summed up in hearing the voice of the Lord and walking with Him, and no matter what life looks like.
Yeah. Because joy is different from happiness or something that's like circumstance-based, which is why I love it so much. Thank you so much, Nancy, for being here. I can't wait for everyone to hear this episode. And I know they're going to want to know more about you. So where can we find you and tell us about that podcast again?
Yeah. So you can find me at Nancy Ray. on Instagram and Facebook. NancyRae.com is my website. And the podcast is called Work and Play with Nancy Rae. And you can find that on all the major podcast hosting places like iTunes or Stitcher, Google Play, all that good stuff. And you can also find that on my website, NancyRae.com.
Excellent. And we will link to all of that in today's show notes, which will be at ShantaeGrant.com/117. Thank you again, Nancy, for being here with us. You're always a blessing. Whenever I'm around you, I just always feel like I leave with something. And so for that, I'm grateful. You just always leave us with some kind of nugget that I can just put in my pocket. And for me, I'm going to look at that, just thinking about that, about Jesus, like he fulfilled his purpose in such a short time. I love that. I'm going to meditate on that for the rest of the week, I think. So thank you again, as always, Nancy. And we will talk again soon.
Well, thank you so much for having me, Shantae. This was so fun.
Bye. Don't you just absolutely love Nancy? Oh, I told you, every time she and I get together and just talk, she's one of those people you can sit and just talk to for hours and hours on end. So I hope you really enjoyed today's episode. You can find all the ways to connect with Nancy in today's show notes at ShantaeGrant.com/117. That's ShantaeGrant.com/117. I will link to all of the ways to get in touch with her, including her podcast, Work and Play with Nancy Rae, in today's show notes. And until next week, my friends, I truly hope that you will take something you learned in today's episode and really let it sink in and share it with Nancy and I. Come on over to Instagram and let us know what was your favorite part of today's episode. Remember to tag me over on Instagram at Shantae Grant. That's at ShuntaGrant. And I'll be looking to have a conversation with you about today's episode. Thank you so much for listening, as always, my friends. I hope that wherever you are and whatever you are doing, that the sound of my voice finds you in the midst of pursuing something that has sincere meaning to you. You can find a brand new episode of the Business Life and Joy podcast each and every Monday morning waiting just for you at ShantaeGrant.com/podcast. And remember, the very best way to say thank you for the podcast is by sharing the content with a friend. Until next time, my friend, may your business and your life be filled with joy. Bye for now.